Thai good talk.
So what are we talking about?
Compromising in your relationship. Do you compromise?
Yes.
What would you not compromise? You're a good girl, boy. You're a real good girl.
I have to think about it. What do you mean? Okay, give me an example and I'll say yes.
Like, me personally, I don't like nothing on my bed. You can't buy me a pain. I don't put no water bottle, no bottle of cream, no nothing. I don't like nothing on my bed. I don't want to roll and touch nothing. I don't want to feel nothing on my back. I'll get a place for your phone, of course. But
And end table, at the side of your bed, bedside table.
Yeah, I had that. They could put them thing on them thing. Nobody, that people who like to sleep with bottle of water, cream, all kind of mad thing, panty shield.
What?
I don't know. But what? I don't like. I don't like. Really no, that never boy. Happened to me. I just talking shit. But I don't want it on my bed. Me personally, I'm not compromising that. I don't want it on my bed.
I have to think about this. What about you?
Still?
Yeah, I'm trying to think about.
These are good girls. I know that.
I don't know. But for me, like I don't like people to boss me around.
Oh, controlling, yes.
Right? Like, I grew up. I have a little brother, but I grew up as a only child. And I grew up sort of on my own in a sense in terms of independence. Right? And I think it probably is something I probably need to work on.
Right, so you stuck in your ways.
Yeah. I stuck in my way.
You stuck in your ways.
Yeah, I don't like, yeah. You see, as soon as somebody wants to get involved in my decisions in regards to my finances and my belongings and thing.
If I have a little financial tip for doing shit.
You don't need to give me a financial tip, darling.
I just saying, if I's your man and I realize you could be doing something better.
Okay, I'm open to advice. But if you tell me, do buy this or buy...
Oh yeah, nah, it could never be that though. It could never be somebody telling you.
Like if you're making like decisions, for example, how I renovating home and, you know, selling and buying cars and stuff. Why that's all the business? It's my money that I'm making.
I think you get quiet. I
want to hear you.
Nah,
that's a big thing for you.
That's normal, but it has certain things I like. It all depends on the person feel of expertise.
Finance right? is my
so like, expertise. So like, yeah, but yeah, talk about.
Huh? You do accounting?
To an extent. Project finance.
Yeah, that's how they talk about buying and selling vehicles and thing, right? I know about buying and selling vehicles. So, that was it depends on who you're getting your advice from.
Advice different from...
It depends on who you're getting your advice from.
Yes.
Yeah, but I wouldn't watch you destroy yourself.
Well, of course.
Right? So, and if I'm telling you what you're doing, going and make you're making a mistake.
Perfect example. I don't like you smoking. That is like, I think...
Well, that's a personal preference.
No, that's like a good thing. Because if somebody telling you to stop smoking, it's like fair health.
Yeah, but like me personally, I wouldn't be with somebody.
I wouldn't be with that smoker. I wouldn't be with that smoker.
So like, I wouldn't even have that. Yeah. Not debatable. I would have to tell somebody don't smoke because I wouldn't be with you.
And an alcoholic, like it have levels to drinking. Like you could take your drink and thing, but if you're going in a bar and you getting wasted and you drinking and you know yourself and thing,
yeah,
I don't want you in my life.
Yeah, that is too much for me.
I don't know if it stems across the compromising aspect, but I just kind of touching off of what you'll see in terms of the alcohol and that type of thing. What about somebody who's indecisive?
That will send me.
I can't even comment.
Yeah. We need a comment.
That will send me.
How? Yeah, somebody who's indecisive and they can't figure things out and they're
just slow.
Either here or there and they can't confirm. Yes. I go in San Fernando at 9 to do XYZ. And then when the time for them to go, they can't go and do it. This is just a hypothetical thing. But let me get a better example. You want to do something, you're talking about doing it, and we both know you're that is the right thing to do, I know you're not going to do it.
Yeah.
But no, it's not. I wouldn't say it's
when
cold
you make
feet.
A decision already and then you don't follow through, oh God, but I can't touch.
Yeah.
I mean, like, if it's not important, it's
and I feel you on that because as a female, I feel
But it's a female thing.
No.
I don't do it. If we decide, me and my significant other, we decide, okay, this is what we're doing, I will be, we doing that because we made a decision.
That's a female thing, Mark.
No, what I'm saying is, to me, woman, y'all here tell me if I'm wrong. I feel like as a female, y'all prefer and y'all need a man who is not indecisive.
Yes.
For sure.
Y'all need a man who's a leader, who's a boss, who basically...
Alpha male. Right. But the thing about alpha males, people think alpha male means strong and ignorant and saying no. You need an alpha male is someone who knows what you need.
When
you
know to be submissive
exactly. It's not about control and being big and strong.
Right, but...
A provider.
There are women who... I don't know what the in-between is before being indecisive, but I think men as well don't like indecisive women.
Nobody likes indecisive people.
Nobody like anybody who indecisive in the first place. But definitely women need somebody who could put them in their place. I mean, it might sound kind of...
You have to. I feel like now that time, you have to.
Because if you can't put me in my place, I will...
Act the fool.
Will
what do you mean ride put you in your place? Like, give me an example.
Not put you in your place, like, in front of, like, people and have you looking like you're a five-year-old. But in terms of, like...
I want to know. I really want to know.
Like, you know, you have some women who just be out of control... Like, in terms of, like their attitude and they're loud. And if women like that, if they get somebody who's a pushover, they're definitely going to ride the jackass.
I think women is that. Okay. I think a woman would be submissive until they realize they could clung it, they will clung it.
The thing is, they become submissive. But that's just human nature, though.
Everybody know when you're flying a jackass.
You see a man demanding you to be submissive disgusting.
That's different.
You don't even realize how feminine and like, you know, how you just kind of take that role because you have a proper alpha male who not out here pretending to be an alpha male. You just fall into your roles.
That is true. If you can't have me in my feminine energy, I will. Problems.
Yeah, but I think it have nothing to do to change that. I think sometimes you meet certain girls and they already decide how they going to deal with you.
But that's all
and
about upbringing, nothing, I guess.
There's no. Different shows to different folks. I know it has some men you clung out here and some men you do right by.
Well, yeah.
No,
just
but
it had nothing to do.
You mess around with, but not be with and take home to your family. It
well, right. So that was saying, like, sometimes you meet a girl and you doing the right thing, but you is done a fella. She decide to clung already. There is nothing you could do about that. You could never change that girl's mind.
I don't think so. It all depends on your
until
energy.
Until she gets to know you and be like, all right, he might actually
so
be
I
a
must
good
take clung until you feel like he's a good
but
fella.
But they have to get to know you, weapon.
No, but it has some people that just meet and you don't do that at all. So,
everybody
does
it. It depends on the boundaries you set from the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's on. I just set boundaries, and some girls say, oh, God, he.
Who's he? What kind of girls do you like?
What I'm saying is.
I want to know.
It's like what I say. It's different strokes for different folks. But girls just act real good for some fellas and real dumb for other fellas.
But I don't know your interaction with women, but I read you, right? We slime, I read you. We not taking no clung from
no, that. I don't get that. But some of these stories what men has been telling me, it has make my wonder like
that's
how she
because
could...
you don't know how in the beginning how they approach that person. If they was like
you start bad, yeah.
Father giver in the beginning. In my mind, if you start off like that, you want me to see, okay, you having this and you having that.
I think
a
it's like
father giver.
Like, all right, some men
what is that?
Some men are a little more
like men like, who like to show off they could do things and give
never
things
see, come
and,
see?
Yeah, like they someone... act like, okay, so you meet a guy and the first thing he want to do is like, oh, let's fly out and have lunch. The red flag.
I've never met someone
like time.
That.
One time. Oh, that's a red flag. That girl is a never see come see, but then in the end,
she is going to clown you because she's going to think she could get anything from you.
Or she might act right because the man could take care of you.
I feel to that.
But what I want to say, Kendall, I feel some men, just it have good men, but it's very different, right?
What makes some man good?
Some men,
hey, they call it good enough.
Whatever a good man is, whatever, but it have good men.
They think they're good, and we really
I think
bad.
Some men just soft-spoken and women tend to advantage.
Advantage,
you know what I mean?
It could be.
Because like for me, I calling out as soon as you come with the bullshit, I calling out one time. Some girls don't like it.
Some girls respect that. Some girls like I turn them on.
Yeah, because like respect is a respect is a real big thing. Like me and you can't be linking.
Put you in place was so much of a strong phrase for you.
Yeah, so I feel like
no, but it's true. You can't call me and say, "Oh, stupid man, you can't talk to me." So
who can?
I just by the time men go through that,
call my man them clowns. Like I used to be like a clown and thing, or like refer to them as clowns.
You can't talk to me so.
But I wouldn't be like, "Oh, how you moving clownish like that?"
With that
different. That is different. That is different, but you know, like, we're going on clown. You're good clown.
No, you can't call me a clown. You can't call me a clown.
Well, not to your face.
Well, yeah, not to my face, but if you call me a clown on my face,
it's a difference.
Yeah,
well, if you're doing something clownish,
they could tell me about it without saying that, because all I would do shit sometimes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I would.
But addressing you like that, that's respect.
If you make a mistake, I will tell you about it. But I don't want to say, well, I'm getting a stupid girl. I don't want to talk to you for me to get my point across. Awesome. I will tell you what you're doing. I don't like that and why I don't like it. And I mean, if you don't want to change, well, that's on you.
You are one of the few communicators in the world, in the realm of the male species.
Because when you're trying to tell them they're doing something off, it going worse. And, until I had to be like, oh, you're acting so dotish.
I hate to read and spell.
Now, if I had to tell her that, then
exactly, I'm not going to say. She just say you hate to read and spell. And most men don't want to read and spell. And that's why women may think that they're not communicating. But really and truly, it might not be good communication, but is men, most men thinking, why I have to read and spell? You're supposed to know what you're doing this. It's shit.
But how come all you want somebody who need to read the room, but all you don't ever read the room?
I just read the room.
What is reading the room for you?
Well, it depends on what
on the circumstance.
The circumstance, yeah.
Like, I'm trying to think of a situation.
Yes, I want to hear a situation.
Well, I mean, you tell me. I hate to ask the things.
I hate to ask. If you know I...
But what if I don't know? That's the thing. You just said, if I know. So if I don't know...
If you know what I'm going through, you know certain things.
You're broke and you need food.
They always hungry. Here, what I find this be going on. Plenty girls just get herself in situation. Well, let me say by the self. I can't say with men, because sometimes the man doesn't know what's going on. So what I'm saying is, right, if you realize a man having difficulty trying to understand what it is you're going through, just say so, because trust and believe, if I'm having a problem with you and I realize you're not realizing, I'm going to tell you what it is. I'm going to tell you, because I'm realizing that you're not realizing. And I can call my friend and say, watch out, this girl is a dunce now. For she can, I'm going to tell you about it.
But tell our example. What's your example?
Well, we could use the foods example.
Yes. You want somebody to read your mind.
That's a basic thing. Man always buying food. We've been through this in 99 on the podcast episode.
Mark, clip that food I'd eat. But yeah, what's showing you? Kendall, she problem is she want a man read she mind. What's your problem?
Oh my God.
You want somebody to read your mind. Because how it is, I can know what problem you having. How you expect me to know that?
But wait. I understand to an extent what she's trying to say, right? Yes. But it all becomes on communication. So is it that you communicate? I just hypothetically speaking, right? Babe, I really want and truly want to go and do this course. And I think if I do this course, to have a promotion coming up on work. And I think I'll be in the lineup to get this promotion.
But I don't have enough money to do
this. But you don't even need to say that. Right?
Because then if you had the money, you wouldn't have brought it across as an issue. So that is sort of obvious. But I'm talking about in a situation where...
No, even in conversation, we could just be talking. And I'd be like, I want to do this, I want to do that. And if you do come out and say, well, I will help. I want to help you do this.
Well, I don't know what kind of man all this deal with.
With my boyfriend, right? So my service light come on in my car. Service soon. I'm like, boy. So like somebody was talking about it, and I was like, yeah, but my service light come on. I didn't say anything further. I have my own money and everything. And he talking to him today. He was like, yeah, he was in the parts store and stuff, but he didn't see the filter for me. He was going to buy my filters and thing for me without me even asking.
Proper.
So that's how it should be.
Yeah, this though. If it is you did say, well, I want to buy the filter for you, know, but I kind of low on cash right now. But
that's so that I'm making any sense that I buy the filter myself.
But when you buy it for you now, where do you touch him back the cash or you just let him fight it?
I don't understand.
You're getting back the money or not? What do you mean?
But
the man struggling. But the man struggling.
Why even buy it? Why even buy it?
No, well, he was there, so he saved the convenience of going.
Oh, well, oh, no. Okay, we have to communicate that.
Yeah, I remember women don't want to spend their own money.
No.
They want to spend your money.
Why is it we always have money?
They want to spend your money and keep their money.
No, remember, fellas. Apart from everything, remember, fellas, if she likes you, she will spend.
Yeah, that's true. Keep buying now, buying new phone. That is true.
I just want every podcast and you can remind me, fellas.
For my man, I like to see him open it. Yes. I like the joy on his face when he open whatever I buy.
Yes, but how much money is buy for?
Only a man. What do you mean?
No, I mean to say, like, of all the men that you could have bought for, percentage.
Hello, somebody who is serious with. It can't be no.
So if a man serious with you,
he's serious with me. That's him.
Nice for him.
But trust me, if I buy something fair, I really
I like when women put thought into gifts.
Yeah, it had to be thoughtful.
It don't have to be expensive, yeah. It don't have to be extravagant. But if you put thought into it, like you start to read me. It. Yeah, like I really like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. I mean, like, but fellas, if she like you, she will get you something. She don't take that excuse that she don't have no money or whatever the case may be.
Stop dating.
She will get you something. She will find that money. She will get you something. End of text. She will buy something.
For you. I don't have problems with that.
Compromise. What aren't we compromising?
Buying things.
So, or you like y'all to get you things?
No, not really. You know, my whole thing is like, I would appreciate anything I want for myself, I just get it. I will go and buy it for myself.
Yeah,
I don't really
me.
Need a woman to get me anything. But I would appreciate it. Yeah, it does make you feel better that, hey, boy, my girl study me, boy, my girl care about me, boy, she
no,
buy
but it has simple
me.
Things. Like, if you go in a man's house and you see, okay, well, he need a mop.
Yeah, buy a new toothbrush and he's, oh, the toothpaste was sitting in my gum.
Yeah,
buy
yeah.
A new toothpaste and
simple
brand.
Things like that. That's just a given.
Yeah, all that normal. That normal. I don't need no girl to say, like, I buy, like, to show me with gifts. You know, I don't need that. But something is nice, yeah.
If you're going Pennywise, babe, what you need? That small thing. I feel like if you like somebody,
you would do that.
These small things is like nothing.
Yeah, but what aren't we compromising?
I don't know.
I find of the time, girls, there's indulge in this behavior where they know they could replace instead of change. So they just the replace option.
No, but
nah, men is real poor with girls. Don't
like,
say everybody. Men
is
real. That is just
men is real poor with girl shippiness. Let me be real.
Men is
real. That is across the board.
Girls looking to replace.
That option. You talk to me like that. I don't need you in my life.
Replace. Yeah. I like 10 niggas messaging me right now.
To be honest, the options don't be optioning. So I feel like if this person not really gelling well, I rather just be alone. Because it's like...
So who buying the food?
Outside here?
Who buying the food?
Who paying for the cost?
The shovel is real.
Yourself?
Who buying the wings?
I go ahead and do it myself.
Who buying the Alfredo?
I will do it myself. Because I feel like some men, once they do one little thing for you, they have dominion.
They can do what they want.
They are man. No. He could call you. He could do whatever. In his mind...
Mm-mm. But my thing is, listen. If you know a man interested in you and you don't like him, don't take nothing from the man. Leave the man.
That's why I said leave him on his things. Alone.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, no, it's interesting from what you said there, right? So a man assists you, a man be there for you. You don't want, you saying, hey, you're not my man yet, or no? That's what you say.
So that man helping you
but
to be your friend.
But wait.
He just want to be a friend.
You hear what them say? Them say they didn't talk about being in a relationship. I've been in situations where we never had the whole conversation about being in a relationship, and
You're in a relationship.
I'm in a relationship.
Yeah.
Listen, in my mind,
it is that one way thing.
In my mind, all men have an ulterior motive. And if I know you being nice to me, if you being nice to me, I don't know you're wantable.
You need to heal. That is what you need. All men have an ulterior
relationships.
At the end motive, of the day.
That is crazy. You need to go and talk to somebody. No, I go recommend somebody for you after this. Go and see that
you
person.
You really don't
and speak
know.
To them.
No, but fate generalize
a whole gender and say that everybody have an ulterior motive.
Have men who not doing certain things just so.
What are the things they're talking about?
Like
if a man going out
things.
Of his way for you on a consistent
like
basis,
like why would you let somebody go out of their way for you?
But girls do that.
Girls do that every day,
every single day.
But you definitely know they're expecting it. If they're going out of their way for you, they're expecting it.
Right. But girls do that every day. Girls push
not,
men to the limits every day.
Because like
hold
I
on.
Said,
nobody
at
not
the
expecting
end of the day,
the
when
bullshit.
You're finding a jackass, it's human nature to ride it.
Nah, it's not true. Nobody
that
not
is true.
Nobody not expecting the bull.
In
I'm expecting
everybody mind, it's always
chance.
About self-preservation.
I'm expecting
it's just
a fair chance to get to know you better. Psh. You understand?
Psh.
You might end up, as you say, bullying.
Oh, God.
You understand what I'm saying? I mean, oh, gosh. If you talk to a girl because you like the girl, mm-hmm. obviously, at some point, you will see yourself having sex with the girl. But really and truly, you want to get to know the person. You want to get to know if this person and you compatible. If they could form some sort of companionship, something. Sometimes it might not work out. And you and the person just end up being friends. Okay, no, nothing wrong with that. But I mean,
that
if a man pursuing you in a romantic sense,
you
obvious,
can do what
obvious,
you want. You could think. Yeah, you buy this for me, you do this one thing for me, and yeah, eventually you're going to have sex. That if I don't want to have sex with you, that's not happening.
No, but we know this. That no, but what I'm saying is, you're categorizing it. It's like, oh God, but this man talking to me, he want to bully me.
No, but that's just, like, in my mind, like, everybody, whatever, everybody have ulterior motive. Nobody just
everybody
do something for nothing.
I feel you don't do
no,
something
I mean,
for...
Some
nothing.
People are genuine out there, but they have a lot of people
that you not. Your problem is you not doing nothing for nobody. Just so,
your,
so you
find,
find
your own skill.
Yeah,
no, but
no,
it has to be that you find.
Like
it has to be.
Did I trigger you? I'm sorry.
You're not triggering.
I am sorry.
It
oh
had
Lord.
To be no, because I just do things for people just so. So I want to know why you feeling
listen,
that way.
And honestly speaking, yeah, I just do things for people
just
so. Just
so. So it had to be that you not doing nothing for nobody just so. If it's that,
listen. I have a story, right? As I have a real story. So, I have a friend.
Tell the booty one.
Again, yeah. I have a friend, right? And she had a friend and she was like, hey, my friend XYZ, help out, ding, ding, ding. And would have assisted, right? Can't go into the context, but.
Nothing wrong, friend.
So, yeah. So, I mean. That's just me, off of hearing your story and seeing that, hey, I could assist you. And my friend would have been telling me, because of the assistance I rendered, the female thought that...
You're on that.
You want something?
No. Not I never gave the inclination that I wanted something because I did not want anything.
Right.
Me helping was just me helping because I hear your story, I understand your story, I reason with your story, and I say, hey, my helpless person out. And that was it. Nothing. Even if this person hear the story now, they could sit down comfortably and know I never was looking for anything from them. Right? And that person, however, make it seem
as though
you do
as
it for that purpose.
As I do it for that purpose.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And you know women like to guff up themselves when it comes to certain situations, and it was a situation like that. But really and truly, it's like it wasn't that serious. It was just me hearing your story. Now you would have tried to get assistance again, and then it's like, hey,
nah, I good. I understand that, but in my experience, I would think me and somebody cool, right? And then all of a sudden, you know, I like because it's a pretty girl. Okay, I. And this is why I, in my opinion, I feel like most men have an ulterior motive. I should have said most.
You should have.
I did say all. You I'm should sorry.
Have.
I'm sorry. I know I trigger you. Sorry.
I don't think it's ulterior motive.
But
no,
because
fact of the matter is you're an attractive girl, and if they know they get any opportunity to speak with you and stuff, they'd be like, ah, boy, if I'll push a little further, she could probably be
I'll be real,
the direction they go in.
But I mean, some men are opportunists, eh?
Yes.
They realize they get the opportunity to talk to you already, and yes, by they don't maybe like, say by a single she and I like she, but I mean if you being real,
that's the thing men feel because they like you. You gotta give them a chance.
I don't know nothing about that, but I just saying like what does make me feel inclined to help persons is nothing more than I know what it's like to need help and have nobody to help you. So sometimes I just help people. Nothing more than that. It don't have to be that I want to have sex with
well,
you or anything crazy like that.
99% of the time it. That don't be my experience.
They take advantage of the situation.
I but just always say man it, do a 2-for-1
but I like you.
Yeah, he help you and he find it nice. So he chatting. Oh God.
But then you're proving
that's
my point.
No, no, no. I'm not proving it. I said sometimes. That's how some fellas
that's
are.
But well,
that's
just, 99. That's
not how, look at that. Say you know help people. I could tell so about how I help you just so for no reason. I never
I tell a donation. If I refresh my email, now it's donations.
You must know the difference between a donation and somebody who helping you to get something out of it.
Yes, but you still, that's good. But you must know there are women who try to manipulate men to get things done.
Well, yeah.
Normal.
Yeah.
All the time.
So a boy might just be defending himself, you know?
And really and truly, right? No. On a professional capacity, I shouldn't even be talking like this, but I'm saying it really and truly. Men out there, anytime, flip the script. Anytime a female come to you and she asking you for something
money.
Done, especially with when you got some money.
Just money.
Flip the script and just ask you for what you want. Whatever it is you want from that female, whether it be you want that female to buy. Well, no, it can't be buy. If you want that female to cook for you, or you want something that from that female that, read between the lines, I don't want to say it.
No, but ask for it. Back, not so?
No. Females don't pay back money. When females borrow money, they don't pay
and
back. So
I'm gonna finish it. They will ask a man who caught them.
Men out there, if a female asks you for something, what financially paying a bill, paying a rent, flip the script and ask her back. Have the audacity to ask her back for something that you want, and it's either two things gonna happen: you will get what you want, or she ain't bothering to ask you again for what it is she wants. That is plain.
Friendship ruined right there.
No, because that's plain. See, and the thing is with women, I find that it's asks, yeah? That it's asks, is this the kind of men they're asking? They're asking, no. You know I coming wrong. Yeah, see, I like you. I talking
and
to
and I want to ask no man who likes me for anything.
You come in to ask me for money and you know I like you. You come in to mess up the whole situation, you know? Because I'd ask myself, boy, like,
this is my time.
What to do? Putting that clip there.
It's not like, what to do?
Yeah, what to do?
Because it's like, you asking me for money, you know I caught in you, I asking you, give you good, I drop in lunch for you, I like you, I drop in lunch for you on work, I drop in flowers for you, I drop in your home from work just so, babe, I need 1500 because something, wap.
But if you're doing all that, clearly only in some kind of relationship.
No, that is the man showing interest because you had a...
And
you
now are, me
the amount of men who just be tracking women these days, you had to be out of the ordinary, you had to step out of the box. You had
to
prove...
To me, but like,
he didn't say money.
I say,
he said courting, he said dates, he said flowers.
I drop in it to work, nice whatever thing, you finish work, I'm carrying you.
He still say that the female would have asked him for money. He didn't flabbergast any money.
No is an option.
I find it just real hard.
No,
to ask
my thing is like,
money.
My thing
that's
is like,
your father
Miss
or your
lady,
boyfriend.
My thing you is like, grew up different.
When
it's
you,
woman.
When
I meet women who I not in anything with.
I could never do that. Asking me
for money.
Yeah, I got
in a situation
and,
for somebody to take
and,
advantage.
Why
of
you feeling comfortable to ask?
Yeah, that's crazy.
A female might not ask me alone for money, you know. They might ask Karen too, because they're not jammed. They might ask me. They go ask Karen. They might ask Brandon. They might ask Mark. And it's whoever bites, you know.
That's,
no, but
yeah.
like
it's have women who, two things with the letter A, I know women don't have. You see, audacity and accountability.
Oh, God! Accountability!
Those two A-letter words, women don't have that.
No, but like, all right, Shay, I want to know. I see you somewhere. I like you. Mm-hmm. I ask you for your number. You see, he's not bad looking fella. You give me your number.
Mm-hmm.
I talking to you. You reach to work. I say, girl, you have lunch today? I bring lunch for you. You finish work, rain fall, and by the time you're done work, I'm outside. Because you have no way to reach home. I drop you home.
You doing the most as boyfriend?
What I'm saying,
If I know I am not interested in you in that way, I am not going to accept those things.
Yeah. I understand that. But you find that it's not a bad looking fella. You don't know me, so you're just taking me. Right. You're just watching the scene. You want to know what type of dude that is, right? It's not like you like me, but it's not like you don't like me. You know
she
what I mean?
She hasn't decided as yet.
Right. So,
she get to know you.
Correct. In the interim, we talking. And as I was saying, it's not to say like I gonna answer girl, let me go hard now. It's not like that because we don't know each other like that. You understand? I just talking to you. You understand? Friday night thing, you drop us at us. I feel fire scream, yes? Say no more. I carry fire scream.
Bees.
Yeah.
Hang on down.
Come on. It's
no finger, nothing. Is you consider the girl? It's no finger, nothing. She force me to do nothing. If I don't want to go, I don't want to go, you know?
But you're putting real effort into that.
I like she. I find she nice. I'm trying to get to know she. That I feel like you would never. You see how being a girl is living on easy mode?
Yes.
You would never know.
Not in every way.
No, I...
Kendall would say, right? Kendall said before in the last episode, he said that a woman could put up "I hungry" and 10 guys message what they want.
Come on.
That's right.
A good looking guy can do the same thing and get hungry. A good looking guy.
Drink gas.
Water, please.
That's not true.
Yeah. That's
not true.
And girls say, man love man. But you know, your brethren quicker bring something for you to eat.
That's not true.
Your brethren quicker.
That is not true. Girl watching that and saying,
what's going on when it's hungry? This man begging for food.
She's going to screenshot you, put you in the group chat and say, you know, this man carried me hired last week and begging for food now on WhatsApp. You understand what I'm saying? That is what they're going to do. But
I don't know what kind of girls you just be. I don't even have a girls group chat.
Nonetheless, I'm tracking you like a dog. Like a dog. You understand?
Okay,
avoid
fine.
Bad. I really like you.
Okay.
You understand? You can't even blink without me being there.
You can't use that example on me because I don't feel that you ask me for money.
You understand? Yeah, you say as soon as
you're
going home, your phone screen fall out and bram, your phone screen crack. And you're the parent and your car insurance due. You say, nah, boy, I can't make with this. You understand? Let me see if Kendall clung with and sponsor something fussy like me now, boy. You understand? Because you need bring in lunch, you drop him home, this, that, the other. You understand? You're asking him. So you jump out and you ask him, hey, Kendall, you really need that 1,000, but you know, girl, they ask for 15. You understand?
Girl brighten her. And you know, girl is feel bad.
Who hurt you, boy? Who hurt you?
Yeah, Kendall, they're asking you because you're fresh on the scene, but they're asking their last jam too because you don't taste it already. You might spend it still.
Oh, Lord.
You understand?
You ain't taste nothing.
Yeah, you taste nothing.
But I learned the code. I was late to the game, but I learned the code. I used to get catch with that. I hit you, you had the audacity to ask me for something. I being audacious back.
What I'm saying, Shay, what are you expecting me to do knowing that I like you, I'm interested in you? We ain't do nothing yet, you understand? We still in that kind of talking phase, right? What do you really expect? Because really and truly, as a man, is either you lost 1,500 or you lost the girl, or you lost two of them. So now you lost the 1,500 and you lost the girl.
But some men rather keep the money, eh?
I don't even know.
Exactly, that's money how much girl out there. Oh, God.
But I like shit.
Fellas, be audacious. Be audacious back if you want to keep that one in your pocket.
I don't like you. I like shit. I want to know what to do. Well, I supposed to give you my 1,500. You don't know that 1,500?
Dead.
You're not. That depends.
That depends on the girl, though.
You're not getting that money back.
Woman, you're not paying that money back.
I had to pay back.
If you don't like me, run me back my chips, please.
In the last episode, say you just be you. A man want to buy food for you to go in the gym and all kind of.
Yeah, she's taking that.
You not paying back nothing, girl.
Buying food for me and giving me money in my hand to do what I want. Hey, is two different things.
You,
because we both eating.
I'm female. Eve ate the apple.
Wow.
You're not paying back. Female. You're not paying back nothing.
Did she hold a gun to Adam's head?
Guns didn't exist then. Guns didn't exist then.
No, but what
guns did not exist then.
She locked his neck and stick it down his throat. Did she?
I didn't beg him to buy me no food.
Did she lock his neck and stick the apple down his throat?
That was saying shit. It come like the situation now, because if me and give you that money, right? I not going down as a provider.
Nobody have some girls.
I'm not going as a loser if I don't give you that money.
You don't care. I ask a man for a stinking 1500.
Niggas never have. No. Never have nothing. Niggas never have nothing.
I'm watching. You always in the finest.
But what
you always in the finest. I feel like a bootlegger.
What kind of girls only go?
What can I say?
What kind of girls only going around? Because if okay, let me say I ask him for the money borrow, and he said, "Kill, I don't have."
Understandable.
You're not out the window.
Every morning is morning, hon. When I send it the next morning, the message, morning, baby. Yeah.
What going on?
I feel like you have PTRS.
Nah. I don't.
PTRS?
Post traumatic relationship stress.
My thing is like, I don't indulge in them kind of situations, but it has happened.
No,
I think it happened to every man.
From experience, and
from
men. Yeah, I know what he's saying. I experienced that too. It's very audacious, and if you really are truly in the situation where you're now getting to know the person, it's a make or break. You in between the rock and a hard place.
So you have no friends or family to ask. You ask a man who know.
But I could say men don't have audacity also.
So tell us.
Well, if you will give me give me the thing now. Well,
tell us.
You will ask them for something.
Let me hear.
Okay, for instance, if I go out to Lime and you see me, you find I nice, you want to buy me a drink. You buy me this drink, right? Let me say I accept the drink, but everybody want to drug me, so I'm not accepting the drink. But let me say I accept the drink. After that, you want to lock me down for the whole night?
That's crazy.
It's not yours.
To me, what I learned, right? I learned this early, right? And I learned this even traveling and doing, like, if you buy a drink for a female. A drink is not a big deal. And I think this is why I just think of it. If I had a bad drink for you, I don't think you're really checking for me. In terms of, I don't think you're interested in me if I had a bad drink for you to be interested. So, from the time if I have to buy a drink, in my mind, I done close off the idea of it being something more.
Yeah, because some men see what you drink in your hand.
I understand the game. If you like me, I don't need to buy nothing for you. You could just lie with me in my presence and enjoy your time, and we vibe based on talking, conversation, music, play, we dance, that type of thing. In my mind, if I now meet you and I have to buy a drink to impress you, in my mind, I lose you already.
I wouldn't call it impressive.
No,
but like
some men
just
use that as breaking the ice, which I understand. And it's no problem. But me, don't feel like you could lock me down for the whole night.
To me, if I had to buy a drink for you.
And I have so many men like that.
But my thing is,
you could lock a female down with all that. To me, if I had to buy a drink, and I'm not saying that I wouldn't buy a drink for a female that I know meet. But if I have to buy a drink in order to get your attention, nevertheless, in my mind, I already know I lose this battle already.
I wouldn't say so.
Because me buying a drink, it have that not standing out. You gotta remember, Karen, you gotta remember, it goes deeper, right? When in a female, you can't see a female on Instagram or Facebook and DM them. It have 99 men doing that. A female is not good when they go anyway. Men buying drinks.
That is one other end of the spectrum, right? But another end of the spectrum is that if I watching a girl and the girl watching me and I send a drink for her, that don't come like a ordinary dude send a drink for her, you know? It come like because I watching her and you're watching me and you know what I mean? So like I send a drink for her and I'll come and talk to her. It's like, all right, you must know if a girl would talk to you a little bit at least, or if you stand a chance, you must have some kind of idea of something.
I could tell a man I don't really like to dance on strangers, so I could tell a man, no, it's okay, I don't want to dance. And it's like,
rage.
He did not hear me. Oh, is no, that that's why he vexed and he cussing me?
No, but where dance, come here for? Dance is something different. But if I come and talk to you, that different. It's not to say like I come and tell
you. But you know a lot of females in Trinidad cannot talk to a man who just approach them.
Yeah, they like, get weird. So, get weird.
There's being shocked and in awe, you know.
No, I'm very polite to the point where people is be like, are you even talking to him?
Yeah.
But I just grew up. I just grew up like, you know, you just that's be polite crazy. To anybody because you never know when you might end up in a situation where that same self person could help you out.
I approach females already and they couldn't talk back. And it's like, it looked like you get rejected because them don't even know how to talk back to you.
How to understand? Respond. Yeah.
And then in the next sentence, you meet them again and it's like, boy, I didn't even know how to talk to you. You understand?
Because they just have no social skills.
No, well, it's just that I think, and there's something I beg on. We talk about this in an episode before, but I think in Trinidad, speaking like a random guy going to talk and approach a female is kind of taboo. And it is be looked down on by females because females
so.
Like to rank. And y'all could say whatever y'all want, however. Y'all
feel. Ranking?
That is all your opinion, right? This is our opinion as guys, right?
It depends on the approach for me.
Yeah.
It depends on your approach.
You start bad with
no,
you.
But there is no good approach.
There's no good approach.
It has some guys who will come to me and say, hi, good night, you look so beautiful. And I'll be like, okay, thank you. Can I have a dance with you? No, sorry, I don't want to dance.
Yeah, but that went nowhere.
Okay,
because
but you
she didn't want to dance with you.
Well, right. That's the whole point.
But the point is, I am just being polite to you. I went like, oh, God, no, Lee Malone.
The dance thing is a you thing, right? That's a you thing. But what if I did see, well, you look beautiful, ting,
I want to get to know you more.
And I start talking to
you. Well, she had assessed you one time. If you're somebody, I would even be interested in.
But what I'm saying is...
And then I would have to take it at face value. Like, if... I am attracted to your type of look.
Yeah.
But it always had to be face value. It could never be anything else.
No,
her. You don't know her person.
What will attract her might attract me. So she might like ugly man and I might... Oh God, that's just... Sorry, but... She might like ugly guys.
That's true.
And I like nice guys.
No, but you're saying that, right? But I think that the... Ugly guys. I said I think quotation. I don't know what ugly guys.
I just
always say it happen like ugly guys. Either you have money or you don't have no money. But
wow.
But whatever.
Wow.
A girl telling me, I talked to a girl the other day and she tell me, I don't talk to guys who look like you. I said, what are I supposed to mean? She said, you look like you are hoes. I said, but you don't know me? What are you supposed to mean? I have hoes.
Well,
what?
I could understand where you're coming from because by default, eyes are red, old man. Yeah. And a red girl this and a red girl that. So, I feel your pain.
Yes, but that's not stopping, man. I'm still approaching.
I can be ugly and red and still red. So, that's not stopping nothing.
Let me be real. You can tell a man.
Even if you're ugly, you're getting true.
You could tell. No, if it's a girl, you're getting true. You can tell a man, hey, I have 10 man. You know, you say, well, I want to be 11. He want to be 100. You can tell a man, boy, you can tell a man, I had sex last night. Well, we can have sex again tonight.
Nah.
He don't care about that. Men don't care about that.
Yes, yeah, men don't care about that.
Men don't care about that.
But if you tell a girl,
well, what we in, July? You could tell a girl, but last time I had sex was in like January, you know. Oh God, wait, January.
You're a real bad thing,
boy. You're a real boy. Jesus Christ.
January was like 7 months.
Yes, exactly.
About 7 years.
Yeah, nobody believes you didn't have sex for 7 months. Nobody would believe that.
Dog, I just let you know, we doesn't believe all of you that, you know, we just go with it, you know. When a girl tell me, I didn't have sex since, oh God, let me be real. 3 months, three fellas.
No, sometimes you have dry spells where you're celibate, where you choose not to have
but sex. But men does have dry spells too.
That's true.
And men doesn't, you could, like, all girls feel fellas had sex just now. Like, a girl probably feel I had sex before I come here. Just now, yeah.
But
like,
when did he watch you?
Yeah, we had sex just now, you understand? Like, I am fully aware that when I now talk to a girl for the first time, I don't expect her to be on some kind of sex hiatus to say, like, you didn't have sex for 6 months, 3 months, 2 weeks, or wherever. You could have sex last night. I'm fully aware of that, but I like you. I want to talk to you. I want to get to know you now.
Yeah, but you're concerned saying, about their relations.
I'm concerned about your sexual health. But what I mean to say...
It could have been last night, but once you don't have AIDS...
That's what I mean to say. Because, no, let me be real. The standards, ridiculous. You can't expect somebody
that small us.
You can't expect that small.
No, listen, it's so bad for me. If you and I go somewhere, we could just be normal friends going to land. Yes, my man.
Sex.
Yeah. He's my man. Automatic.
You can't go anywhere.
No, I'm real. Sometimes people see you somewhere talking to a girl, be like, yeah, shelling at her, you're cutting at her. Like,
I do.
Sometimes. Like, sometimes they're telling people, like, you wouldn't believe that person you see me talking to. I don't know them.
Or
them.
That could
something.
Have been my family.
You know what I mean? And
my brother outside the office.
Sometimes they tell a girl, nah,
I can't
my cousin.
Go nowhere.
Sometimes they tell a girl, I'm a cousin. And they be like, why would they call it now? Cousin.
No, I will believe you. Please. Until I find out otherwise. I will give you the benefit of the doubt until
in closing, red girl is trash.
Whoa!
I went to that.
I said I went and had 3 more seconds on
your
the clock.
Dog.
So they could have.
Every day I find a reason to say man is shit. That is our man is shit.
Nah,